I should invest in myself more. Like, I should be more confident. And like, not that I didn't love myself, but I feel like I tended to put other people's happiness over myself. I'm Grace. I am just out of college. I just graduated from Pepperdine. And yeah, right now I'm doing content. I used to be such an overthinker. Like, when I tell you, I used to cry like in my room when my friend would tell me something that upset her that I did. So then I'm like, you know what? I have no reason to expend my energy in being upset over this. Like, there are so many more things in life to be upset about.
Hi everyone, I am Hannah. We're back for another episode of Pukuki Pod. And today we're joined by Grace. You Hello. Guys might know her by her username, By Grace. That's two A's and two E's.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's on YouTube, she's on Instagram, but I will let her introduce herself.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
I'm Grace. I am just out of college. I just graduated from Pepperdine. And yeah, right now I'm doing content, so I'm mainly on YouTube, but I've been kind of like exploring to TikTok, Instagram as well. Like, I did marketing when I was in college, so I feel like I'm kind of exploring that as well. Like, do I want to go into corporate life or do I want to just keep doing content? You know, I feel like it's a kind of a dilemma.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just like living life, going with the flow.
Okay, nice. Yes. I love to hear it. And when did you like start your channel? Because yeah, go support Grace's channel. She has like over 100K. She got her little plaque, guys.
Oh.
I was like, wow, she got a plaque.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like really, really love like all of your content, your food content, your traveling Aww. Content especially.
Yes.
But yeah, when did you get started?
So I basically started like doing consistent uploads, I feel like maybe sophomore year of college, honestly during COVID.
Oh.
Yes, I feel like that was when a lot of creators started like going on it, just like, you know, what can I lose kind of thing. Like, I'm bored.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm such like a people person that I feel like being stuck at home doing nothing was so like sad for me, and I was like, I need to do something with my life. And so I basically went to Korea and I lived there for a little bit, actually for like a month.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I just started making content, just like kind of make memories, you know. I never really thought of it as like a job. Like, I know some creators are like, oh, this is like my goal. Mm-hmm. I want to be a content creator ever since they're like younger.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I just never saw that as like, you know, like I never really had that goal. So I guess when I started, it was just more of like casual, like vlogging my life and stuff.
Right.
And then I feel like that was the time when everyone started going on YouTube again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like also being like, oh my gosh, I want to travel and stuff. So then I feel like Korea vlogs were popping off. And then I just happened to, you know, keep posting. I was like, this is fun. People are weirdly watching.
Yeah.
So let me just keep doing it. And then I just did it all throughout uni. So it's been like, I just graduated and I'm still doing it. So I guess it's been like 4 years since I've like consistently been uploading. But yeah, that's how I started.
Oh yeah. And like, I feel like it's hard to balance like being a student and then
yeah.
also like being a creator. And so the fact that you were able to like just like be consistent and like keep up, like I think that's amazing. You just graduated. Mm-hmm. How's that been? How's post-grad going? Let's check in on our post-grads, y'all.
Oh my gosh. It's definitely been interesting. I think it's been very different from what I imagined it to be, just because I always imagined myself as like, I'm gonna graduate. I knew I wasn't gonna go to grad school because even though I like school, I just felt like if I didn't have a purpose for like going to grad school, you know, all that money, like Pepperdine is like hecka expensive.
Oh yes.
So I'm like, I'm gonna just get a job. Like, I'm gonna get a job, it's gonna be great. And like, I really didn't have like, you know, like the whole extravagant 5-year plan or anything. But I just knew I was just gonna get a job, like maybe move out to like LA or something, back when like I romanticized living in LA. It is good, but you know, I just like, yeah. And then after I started doing content, it kind of really shifted to like, oh shoot, like content is still really fun for me. You know, I didn't expect it to come this far. And I feel like with the whole market nowadays, in terms of like the corporate world, I just like find it not as appealing to me, just because I don't know, like doing content, I always encourage people to start it, even if they're like, I'm not sure.
Right.
Because it's so like, you have your freedom to do, you know, like what you want. And like with the time that you have, you know, like you can organize your own schedule. You can like, you know, be wherever you want technically.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that kind of suits my personality more.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of been like a really difficult dilemma, because I feel like one side of me is like, no, you should get a job and like have stable income and like make, you know, like make yourself proud, honestly, because like my parents have never been the type to be super like, oh, you need to do this or like go this path. Like it's always been kind of just on me.
Oh
yeah, so I feel like that kind of puts more pressure on myself,
right?
Yeah,
right.
To be like, okay, well now you gotta get your like ish together and like you gotta know what you're doing, and like of course I want to really like make them proud. So yeah, I guess that's been kind of the most like mental strain on me. But in terms of like just, you know, in general, like friendships, relationships, I feel like I've come to a very good place where I'm like very content with where I am. And like, yeah, post-grad, I feel like you just learn so much from college that, you know, now you have in your like adult life, and I'm like really embracing it right now. Like, I'm like, you know what? Like I'm home right now and I just value the time with my family. Like it's been really good other than the, you know, dilemma between.
Yeah. Right. Right. And like, it's kind of like, it's like a luxury to have because it's like, oh, at least like have options. But at the same time, it's like, oh, sometimes like that makes it more difficult, you know, like I have to decision make right now. Like, I can completely relate. And like, yeah, I think same with me, like post-grad, kind of like coming out of college, like didn't really know like where career stuff was going. But I think I definitely noticed that like one of the hardest transitions was like friendships, you know, and just like trying to figure out like, okay, I went from like seeing these people literally 24/7, like living together.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm coming over.
Yes.
To like, oh, we have to plan like 2 weeks in advance because everyone's so busy. Like, you know, trying to be intentional. And so, yeah, how have like things been on the friendship front? You know, are most of your friends like still here? Did they move? Like,
yeah, it's like, it's so real, honestly. When I heard other people saying like, oh my gosh, like it gets really hard to like, you know, meet up with people and stuff, I'm like, you know, how hard could it be? Like, I know my friends, like we're gonna meet up, you know? And I feel like to some extent that's true, because like my closest friends, like I even just went to Seattle recently to visit my roommate, and like we are just like really tight, our suite mates. So me and my two other suite mates are still in OC area. So we went to visit her because she's like working in Seattle and living there by herself. Yeah, so she's like doing the big girl transition, and we're just here to support her, you know. I'm like, you know, we're here for you. So we had a fun little week, and like hopefully that de-stressed her. But I just feel like, yeah, friendships are so different now. College, like you said, it's like you want to come over, like let's eat, let's go out, let's do whatever. But I do feel like nowadays it's very much like, who do I want to be intentional with, and like who do I really want to keep in my life? Ooh. I know that sounds like really brutal, but I feel like right now our time and energy is so precious that you can't really give it to everyone, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I feel like I've learned that throughout like going to school and like really, you know, going through multiple different friendships and just learning a lot. So yeah, like I'm very happy with like, you know, my friendships now, but that's only because I've learned to accept that like I don't need to be friends with everyone, if that makes sense. Like,
No, that's real. I think I'm still learning that.
You're like such a like extroverted, like I love your energy. I feel like,
you know, I like really love people.
Yes,
like I really love people, and so I think because of that, I'm just like, let's just add more. And then I'm overwhelmed because like I just like don't have the capacity. And so yeah, that's like definitely something I've been working on, but I think like slowly but surely like the process is happening, or I'm like, okay, like I think I'm like understanding I guess what kinds of people and like what kinds of people with these traits like I would like to like keep around me. And so have you noticed like for yourself, like there are just like certain like types of people or certain traits that you like versus like maybe you don't?
Oh my gosh, like the tea. I feel, this is so random, but a lot of people from Pepperdine are actually getting engaged or like married right now.
Dude, and ring by spring is real.
Yes, I know. It's so insane to me because I feel like, you know, like I'm like going into the adult world, but I'm not there yet, you know. Like like, I really respect that, the people who like do it well, and like I've seen my friends too. And I just feel like one thing that I've been recently like thinking about a lot is like, oh, like are these people like people that are going to be at my wedding?
Oh.
Yeah, I know it's like kind of far too, but I think it's just like, oh, do I see this person in my life for that long of a term, if that makes sense, you know?
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's like one of my criteria, I guess. I wouldn't want to make it like a criteria, but it's like, it really shows like wedding is such a important like part of your life where you want your like closest people.
Yeah.
And if I don't see that happening, then like, you know, like, of course I'm going to be like cordial and like, I want to still like see you, but am I going to really invest like all of my time and energy into like really building this friendship and being like really vulnerable with myself, you know,
right,
like giving my 100%.
Yeah.
And then also, I guess just traits is like, even if there is distance between us, like I have friends who are like, I don't even see for like, maybe like once a year, like it's very rare.
Yeah.
Just because we're like living our lives, being busy in different paths, but like, do I still like make time to like talk to them and tell them that I care about them? And like, do they reciprocate that?
Mm.
And do we still like see us, you know, being friends in the future, even if we're far away, or just like little things like that? I feel like I can kind of tell if I'm going to be like, this is going to be a long-term like friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like there are like certain subtle things, obviously like nothing like, you know, extreme, but it's just things, you know.
Yeah. No, completely. I think like, I definitely, I guess I really haven't thought about like, are they going to come to my wedding? Because I think like, I'm like, I'm going to have a giant wedding.
Really? You're like, everyone's welcome.
Everyone's, it's open invite basically.
Oh my
gosh. But then I start to think about the price and I'm like, oh, that's a Nobu price for like, what?
You know what I mean? It's not,
Like, who am I buying Nobu for?
Exactly. It's so expensive. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I like that criteria a lot. Mm. And like, yeah, I think for me too, I've just started to realize that like, though I have like energy to invest, like who do I want to invest in? Because like the more people I add, the less time everyone gets.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I don't want like so like shallow a friendship.
Exactly.
You know? Like I want the people that I'm like honestly like seeing on like maybe a 2-week basis.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a kind of a lot.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know?
That
and
is.
So yeah, I definitely think like there is like an evaluation of sorts. And then also like, I don't know about you, but I think I've started to just accept that like friendships like will ebb and flow.
Oh yeah.
And so like when it's not so like, oh, I'm gonna see you weekly, like we're talking every single day, I kind of like leave it. Whereas like, I think in the past it was very much like, oh, I want to like take control of this relationship. Like I want to see you every day. And like, it would take a lot out of me because it almost didn't feel natural.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
And so, yeah, there's definitely been like a lot of changes, but I guess for you, like in the past, like how, like, do you think that you were like very intentional with like the friends you were making? Like, I guess like in college?
So I feel like that's the difference between high school and college. Like high school, I was, you're kind of just friends with everyone because everyone, you know, there's different friend groups, but I'm just the type of person that like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, like this is my friend group and I'm exclusive. You know what I mean? Like I'm very much like, I will, you know, like I want to be friends with you. I want to be, you know, I want to make everyone happy. Like I was definitely very different. And that kind of goes along with kind of my personality change as well from like middle school, high school, college, because I feel like that really impacts your friendships, like who you portray yourself to be. And I feel like in middle school and high school, that was just kind of who I was. Like I was just trying to be happy with everyone, make everyone happy. So I really like, I guess it wasn't that intentional because it was just like whoever's in your classes and whoever you're eating lunch with, you know?
Right.
But obviously like, I think I was blessed with like really good people, but in college, it's more of like, you really have to be intentional because other than like your classes and stuff, I feel like everyone like has like their friend groups that they just meet up with like, you know, like outside of class, and I feel like those are the friendships that, you know, really last and stuff. So I feel like definitely I was a lot more like intentional with that, and I also feel like I just grew a lot, like matured, and like in terms of my confidence and really figuring out who values me as well. And like, yeah, because I feel like I'm such like, I love giving and I love being like physical things too, like gifts, but I also like really invest like who I am. Like I want to really make this a quality relationship, and that requires a lot of time and energy. And I feel like you're also that type of person.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, I obviously like cannot do that to everyone. So I feel like I've just come to be like, oh, you know, like, these are the people that I want to invest in, and that's it doesn't matter if it's not like a huge group of people, you
right
know?
Right,
yeah.
And so I guess, like, you know, with like transitioning from middle school to high school to college, like, you know, for me too, like, I've noticed that my personality has changed a lot.
Yeah.
And like, I have definitely become like more confident over the years. And so I guess for you too, like, what was like kind of like that journey like growing up and like, you know, growing into yourself maybe?
I feel like I was like a lot more introverted and I don't know, shy. I guess I just kind of stuck to my people and stuff. But I realized that like, and I feel like I'm generally like a pretty soft person. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like very, you know, like I'll reach out to the person or I'll really like give a lot to myself or to other people. And I feel like that kind of like hurt me in a way, because a lot of people like tend to take advantage when you're, you know, like
too
really
nice,
yeah, exactly,
giving. Yeah,
it's like really sad because I feel like it makes sense that society has become this way, but either you're portrayed as like, oh, like you're too nice, so they're gonna take advantage of you, or you're portrayed as like you're being fake, so it's like really hard.
I could totally see that,
which is like, I'm not saying that like, you know, people thought I was fake or anything, but I feel like in like middle school and high school, I guess I kind of like just realized that that's kind of what's gonna happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Cause like, I mean, like not you, but like definitely other people, like I'm like, oh, they're too nice. Like what are you hiding?
Yeah, almost? That's what people just assume.
Yeah, yeah, but then it's like, no, if you like actually get to know me, like I'm just nice.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like be nice to you so that we can at least have that like beginning.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then we can build from there.
Exactly. And then you'll see my savage sides. It's fine, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's like for me, I was like so shocked that like people could see it in that way. But then I realized it's like hurt people, you know? It's like, yeah, so then I'm like, I just had to learn from different relationships and just different like stories hearing from my friends and being like, you know, life is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And I feel like in high school, college, I did like meet people that kind of, you know, I'm very grateful for, because I feel like certain times we might have had little bumps, but it really taught me that like, you know, certain people might view me in that light. And I'm like, oh, you know, like that's okay. Like they probably have their own reasons. But it just taught me like maybe I should be a little bit more, like I should invest in myself more. Like I should be more confident and like, not that I didn't love myself, but I feel like I tended to put other people's like happiness and, you know, contentment over myself. So then I had like a moment where my personality just changed. Maybe that was also because in high school too, I moved from K-Town to OC and I didn't know anyone.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So
that's
then
a
I was
scary
like,
move.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was like thrown out there. And like, I think my mom told me like a couple days before graduation and I was just sobbing the entire graduation of like middle school. It was really sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then I was like, you know what? It was good for me because I was like becoming more extroverted. Like I need to meet people now.
Right.
And then when I went to college, I also didn't know anyone, even though a lot of people from like around my area actually go there. I didn't know that. So I just felt like I was going in a new world. Like, you know what? I'm going to be confident in myself so that other people can see that. And then I can, you know, form friendships. And I feel like that's been really good for me because I used to be such an overthinker. Like when I tell you, I used to cry like in my room when my friend would tell me something that upset her that I did. Like it was so draining for me emotionally, and now looking back I'm like, you know what, that had to happen for me to learn too.
Right
But now I'm like, you know, it's kind of funny because like I'm gonna be really like general here because I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to make it a big deal. Like I am not really like a, you know, I don't like drama, but
yeah, let's stay out of that.
Just an example. Uh-huh. So like recently, like I met up with a friend or like a group of friends and we were just talking about life. And then she basically like misconstrued something that I said. So then I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Like, it's like, fine. Just tell me. Yeah. Like, it's not going to faze me.
Yeah.
And so she told me, and it was just something that like was so small. Like, this is when I really realized my personality kind of changed, or like the way that I view things, because I feel like if I had heard that, and it was like mildly dramatic, you know, something that I feel like when I heard it if I heard it in middle school, I would be really stressed out and I would be really hurt. Like, right. Why did she say that about me? Like, what did I say to make her feel like, you know? But then like when I heard that, and it's so funny because my best friend is like the opposite of me. She's like, oh, like how like, dare
like, she's like so angry, yes, for you. She's, yes, like, who do we need to fight?
Exactly. And she's like, how could she say this to her? And like, whatever.
Right.
And then I go, like, why am I not affected by this at all? Like, I'm just like, when I heard that, I was like, I'm so unfazed. Like, because first of all, these were my two reasonings. First of all, like, if she had told that to like somebody that it was about my relationship, by the way, I was like, if she had told that to somebody that I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. Then like, there is no impact to me because that person doesn't know me. And if they decide to judge me, then whatever, like, right, it's fine. Like, they don't know me.
Right.
And then if she decided to tell that to someone that knows me, like, for example, my best friend, she would be like, what the heck? No, that's not something she would say, you know?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, what does that have against me? Like, there is no impact, like, right, to me. Right. So then my best friend's like, you're not upset? Like, why are you not upset? Like, I'm upset for you.
She's like, why am I way like, more upset? Yeah.
Like, I love her for that, you know? Like, right, obviously I want her to like be on my side.
Right.
But it's also like, I just want you to know that, like, I'm okay. Yeah. You know, like, I'm
we're
okay.
I love you. Thank you for your upsetness.
And she's like, okay. So then I'm like, you know, I have no hard feelings. The first thing I always think of is, like, I'm just going to give the person the benefit of the doubt. Maybe since it went three ways, something went wrong down the road.
Right.
Or maybe she did have bad intentions, but like I said, it has no impact on me. So then I'm like, you know what? I have no reason to expend my energy in being upset over this. Like, there are so many more things in life to be upset about, you know? So then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, who am I?
No, literally, I'm looking at you like, you are so grown. No. Like, I need some of that mentality because I still be like taking things personally.
No. But I tell you, like, certain things I do take personally. But I feel like just because this was something so not true, like,
right, like, you, yeah, know, not know, even like, nobody's even gonna believe it.
Exactly. Almost. And it's like, I have been dating for almost 4.5 years now. The same guy.
Really?
You know him. Obviously.
Yes, yes, yes.
If it was something that was like really close to my heart that I was really insecure about, I'd be like, ooh, like maybe that would have hit
me
different.
Right, right, right.
But like, then this one's like, you know, it's really fine.
Yeah, honestly, like, good on you. If anybody is speaking bad on my relationship, I would be like, excuse me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that would have definitely been me, but I don't know. I guess I'm just like, life is so much easier when you're like not, you know, like, taking things so like personally for me, because I am like such a people person that like I really do want to make everyone happy, and like, you know, but it's at the expense of like my own happiness. And like, I don't know, it's just, it's too hard. Like, for me, it was too hard, and I've already gone through that already. Yeah. You know, like, just experiencing friendships that, you know, I really tried so hard to the point where like I would really be breaking down, and like my mom would be like, why are you crying? Like, and she'd be like, yeah, and I'll be like, you know, I just want to like be there for her, but it's so hard, you know? So it's like, of course, like, I'm still going to be there for my friends, but I think I'm just less, like, emotionally drained by involving, like, myself in that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. I, like, definitely had, like, a big, like, turning point where I was like, oh, my gosh, I think I'm giving so much of myself to the point where, like, I am not, like, looking out for myself.
Exactly.
You know, like, at this point, I'm like, at the very least, like, I need to draw, like, emotional boundaries.
Yes.
You know? Because, I mean, like, yes, with friendships, but I think especially with my sister, that's where it was hard.
Yeah.
And I know you have a younger sister.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure you can relate as the eldest girl daughter.
Struggled.
Yes. Yes. And it's just, like, yeah, I, like, love them so much to the point where, like, if they're ever going through anything, even, like, teeny, you know, it's like, oh, you got your car towed? I'm freaking out. But then I started to realize, realized, I was like, I can't take on my stuff and someone else's.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally get that. I have like the very similar like circumstances where I would be like really stressed out or like busy in college. And then she'd like call me about something really emotional and then like consistently call me. And I'm like, I really want to be there. You know, like sisters are like your best friends, you know? Yes. And like as an older sister, like we have that mama energy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm the third parent.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? Like I'm going to be there for you. But also you need to like know to like, you know, learn how to like, you know, take care of yourself. And it's also like, I think it's so important to make sure they know that your presence is there. Like you can come to me whenever. I'm here. I'll never judge you for anything that you do. But it's like, you know, you have your friends you can talk to. Like, for example, my sister like comes to me usually instead of my parents, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like my mom will like be like, what did she say?
Dude, we have the same relationship.
So then I'm like, well, I hope, you know.
I hope I didn't say too much.
Yeah, but then it's like, you know, obviously parents are very important. And then they're like the leading figures. So I'm like, you know, go talk to mom or like, you know, go talk to your friend about this. Like, I can't really be there enough for you because physically I'm apart from you. And like, you know, sometimes there are things that I can't contain too because I'm already like having my own things.
Right.
And I feel like I also have this burden of like, I need to be like that older, like figure, like mature figure where like, I like, I'll tell her about my stuff too, but like, you know, when I'm going through a hard time, like I'll like tell like my friends too.
Right.
Cause it's like, we're in the same like, you know, age, you know, and
right.
It's like, it makes a little bit more sense for me, but I totally understand how like, you know, they would want to look up to you and like get advice from you. And I feel like it is a blessing to have that relationship too, but yeah. I totally agree. Like it is a little bit difficult sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think like for everyone's sake, I'm like, when I'm at my healthiest, like my relationships are at their healthiest,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So yeah, it's definitely been like a learning curve trying to like figure out how to like almost like put myself first.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know if you relate with this, but like growing up, like selflessness was like beat into me. Like literally my parents are always like, look out for your sister, look out for your friends, like look out for anyone, like everyone. And then it was like never like taught that I need to like look out for myself because like nobody else is gonna look out for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I had a very like healthy view of or like healthy relationship with my parents in the sense where like my mom would actually, when I was going through these relationships that might have been a little bit like hurtful to me, she would actually be like, no, you should stand up for yourself, like you shouldn't be meeting with this friend, like this is not healthy. And even when I like get stressed out with my sister and stuff, my mom's like, just, it's fine, just let her be, like
just let her be stressed out.
She's very supportive in the sense where like I think she really helped me to gain my confidence too. Definitely like Asian mindset of like being selfless, being sacrificial and all of that, it does play with your mind too. And like, oh, maybe I did do something wrong. It's like gaslighting yourself.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, like, you know,
you're fine. Like you're trying your
best. Like validating your emotions are so like, it's so important, but it's not really taught necessarily.
Right.
So you just need to learn it the hard way, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the lessons I'm like, okay, we're gonna take the lesson route. It's not gonna be like a little short.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So I completely feel you. And then I guess like, you know, a lot of like the Kogis, they're you know, like kind of going through like confidence bouts and like just like trying to learn how to be confident. And so I guess for you, like, how do you think like you like tapped in for that? Like, do you have any advice or like things that you've gone through that you can like share that would like maybe help someone who isn't the most confident in themselves?
I feel like that's a very hard question, but it really comes from my experiences. Like, those really taught me to, like, you know, learn from my mistakes and stuff like that. I just think you should, it's so much easier said than done, but like, really, like, if somebody thinks badly of you, or usually the confidence, like, the difficulty with that is like, you think someone's gonna think badly of you, or like, that's why you know?
Yeah. Like, they're gonna judge you.
Yeah, they're gonna judge you. Yeah. I've also had this a lot with like YouTube, where like, it's like literally putting myself out on a public platform where anyone can judge me,
it's,
you know?
So scary.
Yeah. And I feel like what I do is I just like think of myself as like, I don't know, like, it's just like I kind of disconnect myself from like other people's point of view, if that makes sense. Like not in a way where I don't care necessarily about like what people have to say about me, because obviously like if I'm doing something wrong, I want someone to tell me. But in the sense where like, do I really value this random person's opinion to the point where I'll change myself over it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if someone has something to say about like my video or something, I'd be like, you know, like they don't know who I am. And like, you know, it's like I can just confidently like be myself. And if somebody does judge me, I feel like I said earlier, there's no impact on me really. Like, so I don't really know if there's any like practical thing I would say, but just like in terms of like mentality, just knowing that it's not as important about like what other people think about you as like to the people in your close circle, if that makes sense. Like if somebody in your close circle is telling you something about like maybe something you can improve on or like something like that, then like I would take it to heart. But in terms of like general public and like thinking so much about what other people have to say about you, like there's always going to be haters out there. You know what I mean?
Right. Of course.
No matter what you do, I realize like no matter who you are, what you do, there's always going to be people supporting you and people who just want to put you down for no reason.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's just important to learn and to just accept, because it's like we can't always live in a world that's like everyone's likes you, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think especially like even the disconnecting yourself, I think is like so important, because like when I have like so much nunchi and I'm always thinking about like what other people are thinking of me, like I think I freak out.
Uh-huh.
And so I've like learned to just shut it off.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm just going to be oblivious.
Exactly. I also played piano for 7 years, and I had so much stage fright. Like whenever I would like go up literally by myself as a little kid, like in front of this.
Scary.
Yeah. So my
spotlight.
Thing. Exactly. So what I think I trained myself to be like, you know what? Like, it's just me. It's just me and the piano and my piano teacher. Like, you're used to this. Like, it's fine, you know? Oh. So then I go into that mentality of like, even when I'm talking to the camera, I know I'm talking to like all these people who are gonna watch me, but in reality, I'm just talking to a camera.
Oh.
Like, the camera got nothing to say to me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely not. No haters
exactly.
here.
And I think it's so important to like build your confidence by talking to other people, like talking to people who might go through the same struggle as you, or just like finding mentors that'll help you who have already like gone through that path of like, you know, I'm sure everyone, nobody's like born like 100% confident, you know?
Right.
Like everyone has so much to share. And I feel like once you really talk out your fears to someone, it kind of makes it a little less scary. Like, you know what I mean? That's what therapy does, I guess.
No, it's, yeah.
I feel like it's so important to just like really like say it out loud. Like, say what you're like, you know, I'm actually really nervous right now. Or like, you know what? Like, I'm scared to do this thing, but I'm going to do it because I believe in myself. Like, if you say it, it becomes a little bit more real. Like,
yeah,
it's not that big of a deal, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like when you, like, hold things in,
right,
it's like, not only are you scared, but, like, it's also, like, a sense of, it's like a layer of shame covering
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
You know? And so, yeah, I completely agree. Like, mm-hmm. the way that I process, like, my fears and, like, just, like, things I, like, am, like, scared of will literally just be like, let's just share it.
I'm just gonna
overshare it to
exactly.
like my close friends.
Yeah. And also just to your close friends, because I feel like, you know, there are people out there who, if you really are trying to be vulnerable and you have good intentions, but then they'll, you know, so
weaponize.
It's like, yes. oh my god, I got too excited. But you know what I mean, like it's good to like really share. And I love talking to, I love just like really relating with my friends and stuff. But you gotta actually like learn to know who your close friends are and like know who you can trust. You know, it's just like a thing in life. Like it's inevitable, you know? So
For sure. Cause I think like, as much as like, I like to believe that people have like the best intentions,
right.
I'm like, oh. Like maybe not everyone does.
Yeah.
Like who are my real friends? Who are the real ones?
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. Like who actually got my back? So I like that. And then, I think another thing for me, confidence wise, has just kind of been, I was literally thinking about this on the drive here, but like I think like kind of like how I carry myself is like very casual, like very like, you know, like lighthearted and like a bit goofy and silly. And then I like was kind of thinking like I've had like guy friends, mm-hmm. and their type is always like, oh, I want someone who's like classy, like someone who's like kind of like clean and like that sort like of
clean
type.
Girl vibe.
Yeah. And then I just like was thinking to myself, like, I could potentially like change myself into that, but then I like myself so much more.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And so I feel like literally on the drive here, I was like, oh my God, I think I like myself. Like, I think I get,
We love it. We love to hear it. Oh my God. I have a comment on that actually, because this is so random, but I just came back from Japan. And I was there for like 3 weeks, which is pretty long.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like I realized a lot of stuff about like their culture too. And one thing I realized was like, as soon as I stepped into Japan, especially Tokyo, I was like, oh my gosh, like people have such a unique fashion sense here. Yeah. Like it was so crazy to me because I feel like LA, even like Korea too, everyone kind of like has this like vibe that they want to portray.
Yes.
And like here I see people like wearing like very like mismatched outfits and like, you know, they still look good.
Right.
And I actually like kind of thought about it more. And I asked my friend who lives in Japan. She is like in Tokyo and stuff too. So she kind of knows like what the culture is. And I was like, I've noticed that like everyone wears such like cool, like very unique, like I haven't seen a single person wearing like the same outfit or even like the same piece.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, like what gives them like that confidence and stuff, or like what makes them do that kind of. And so she was like, actually, like I think what happens is like, you know how Japanese people are kind of portrayed to be very like quiet and very respectful and like to themselves, right? And I noticed that as well, like on the subways it's like,
oh my
quiet.
God, it's like silent. Yes. I'm like, I can't sneeze.
I'm like, can I talk? Yeah. So then I'll be like, I'll be like, I want to talk, but like, it's so quiet. And I'm like, I wonder why. But I think that's just like how they are. You know, they tend to be to themselves and only really show themselves to like their close people. Mm-hmm. Because when I went to like bars and stuff, they'd be like loud, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Japanese drinking like, culture. Exactly. Like another level.
It's
yeah.
so fun, but it's like, oh, you know? And then she goes, I think that's like how they portray themselves. Like, I think because we're kind of taught to be quiet and to ourselves, I'm gonna show my personality through like my clothing and like through like how I express myself and like my beauty and like my fashion. So I'm like, that's so interesting. Well, right?
Yeah.
And that just reminded me, because I feel like clothing is so like, it is kind of part of your identity. Like sometimes when I'm not feeling good, I'll be like literally in sweatpants, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I'm like, you know, I'm gonna go out with like my friends. It.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be like dressing to it. And I feel like that's such a, like, nobody has the right to judge that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when you're like the male gaze. No, like it's
oh yeah,
so,
the male gaze.
No, I'm gonna be like, you wear whatever you want. And I think your fashion sense is great. So I feel like it's like for the girls, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So no, like I definitely, like it's like, you feel like you have to fit into the stereotype, especially in like LA. There's like such a LA girl like bubble.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's like with the whole no judgment thing, like you really, that's how you express yourself. And if they don't love you for that, then they can leave.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely like have just like, I think I like used to think a lot about like how I was perceived. And then literally like I was like, I'm getting anxiety. Like,
yeah.
It's getting to be too much. And so shutting that part of my brain off has been like so good in ways, and then like maybe not so good in other ways, because I think I'm like a little bit dude, sometimes I like think I'm like not self-aware.
Oh, I know, like to the extreme where you're like, you know what, whatever, like I'll just say,
I'm like, I don't care. But then funny. It's like also like kind of freeing in a sense when you're like, you know what, like the people who are like actually my people and whose opinions matter, like that's, those are the people who are gonna embrace that part of me. And like if you judge me based off of like maybe one bad outfit where I'm like, like, you know, like it's not worth it,
really.
And so I think, you know, confidence is just something that like comes with time. Also, like I always, you know, you spoke of mentors, so I always think about like the 30-year-olds I know, and they're always like, oh, when you like kind of like hit your 30s, you become so confident, because it's like, you know what, I don't need to change like this about me.
Yes.
Because like I'm like, I've like lived this long, and like I'm proud of like who I have like grown into and who I like am striving to be. And so I'm like excited, you know, just to get older and like, you know.
And that's like really funny because I feel like whenever I talk to my friends, they're like, oh my gosh, we're getting old. And I'm like 22. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh, once you hit like 22, 23, you're like, you know, getting to your mid. But I'm like, I'm really excited to be 30. Like in the same way, I really like, I, you know, I'm a stability person. Like I love stability. And I really just want to be at that place where like I'm content and I really don't have to like go out of my way to like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, of course.
Try so
exactly.
Hard.
Yeah. And I'm always growing too. But it's like, you know, you have your people mm-hmm. and like you kind of like know what you want to pursue kind of, because like right now it's, you know, 20s is like, what am I doing with my life,
dude? It's like literally just like chaos at all times. It's like, okay, what problem are we dealing with?
Yeah, like
today?
What am I eating tomorrow though? So then it's like, I mean, you don't have to know what you're doing at 30 either, but I'm just saying like, you kind of like, you know, have gone through life and it's like, what do I want? What do I not want? Like, where am I? Like, who am I? Like, you know, so
it's
then,
literally what, where, when, why.
Yeah, how. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm like, we get to our 30s and we still don't know what we're doing. Yeah. We'll come back.
Yeah. We'll do another, we'll do a follow up.
Exactly. But it's like, yeah, I really crave that stability and I'm like excited to have that.
Yeah.
Like I have this vision of myself, like, whatever, having my own place. Maybe it won't happen, maybe it will. But I'm like, I'm gonna invite my friends over and we're gonna have a wine night and we're just gonna talk as if like we're actually mature. Like,
I love that.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, definitely exciting. Like, you know, 30 is the new 20. Like, there is no need to worry about like what you have like going on in your life right now, because it's like so, it's so ever changing. Like, I feel like you can't really plan like your 5-year anymore, you know?
Yeah, because like, I'm just like, you know what? Even if I plan.
Yeah.
It's going
like,
out
no,
the door.
No, it's not happening. Like, I just don't know what you should expect, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. And then, yeah, I guess like, you know, kind of like wrapping things up, I want to ask you like, like, what are you eating these days? Like, what is your like favorite restaurant in like OC LA been?
Oh my
gosh.
Like,
new ramen or like new snackies that you've been liking?
Okay. Well, I just came back from Japan, so I'm like really into Japanese cuisine. I just went to this place called Cafe Hero yesterday. It's like this Japanese Italian like French thing.
Ooh.
But it's like very like, I love the homey vibe.
Oh,
but the food is like super like cute, classy, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I think it's like pretty local. So yeah, if you're ever in OC,
uh-huh.
I've been on like a foodie run and a cafe run. Like I'm really like trying to figure out what's the best. So like today I actually might go to About Time, which is like the trending LA.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then just in a little cafe, like hopping run. And then I love like little hand rolls. So I just, went to one in OC as well called like Roll. Like ROL roll.
Okay.
But I've just like been everywhere. I love any cuisine and I really just love homemade food too. So I've just been at home like really enjoying that Korean cuisine.
Yeah.
But yeah, in LA, I feel like there's so much like Korean food. It's so good. Like everything, everything's good.
No, literally I'm like, why is my Yelp? I have one Yelp folder. It's, I think at 784.
No.
I'm never gonna make it to all of them.
Oh my, yes, you
know?
You will, I believe.
Okay. We'll wait.
One at a time.
Let me just spend money.
No, seriously, it's so expensive nowadays too.
No,
but
yeah.
It's like, I just made this reel where it's like, it's a business expense. Like, I don't care if I spend $20 at a cafe, I'm just gonna make some content out of it. And I think that's the beauty of content too.
Yes.
You always have like stories you can talk about if you like made an expensive dinner or whatever.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, I love that. But yeah, I think that's it for today.
Oh
thank
my
you
God.
So much.
Of
that was
course.
So fun.
That went so fast. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, this is so great. And then everyone please check out Grace's channel. All of her like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, mm-hmm. Reels. It's by Grace with 2 A's and 2 E's. Yeah.
Yeah. The YouTube is just by Grace.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The rest of them is two A's.
Okay, nice. But yeah, that is it for this week. But
Yay.
We'll be seeing you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.